It's another Saturday morning here on 830 WCCO, and we have a bit of a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny. How are you this morning?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. Hope you and your family and those good folks at Haskell's are doing well. And it's not bad. It's 2 above 0. At least we're on the right side. We're not a negative right now.
A veritable heat wave. In fact, I thought I would time another discussion of wine a little bit attuned to the weather. I'm going to talk about today the most well-known and the most neglected wine probably in the world, and that is white Bordeaux. You know, Bordeaux has a noble history. Everybody knows the word Bordeaux, and it's synonymous with wine. It's a port city in France on the Atlantic Ocean, and it's kind of an interesting area because around the city of Bordeaux, there's two major rivers, the Garonne and the Dordogne. And then they have the Gironde, which is the estuary, where both the rivers flow into the ocean. And it's a big commercial. The Gironde, which is the estuary, where both the rivers flow into the ocean. And it's a big commercial port and a very busy port, etc. And it's totally involved with the wine business. And it's sort of interesting, a lot of that innovation came from outside. Originally, the area of Bordeaux was planted in vines by the Romans many, many years ago, and even some of the names are the same. The poet Ausonius started a property there, and it's still around, called Chateau Ozone. And so it has a real long history of producing wines. And we know about it in the English-speaking world because Eleanor of Aquitaine married the King of England, and when she married him, she brought with her the provinces of Aquitaine, which Bordeaux happened to be proud of. So for, maybe a couple of hundred years, Bordeaux was part of England and part of the English ruling stuff, and of course they brought the wine back and forth, etc. Our current Bordeaux's that are very popular around the world, we owe to the Dutch. They drained the swamps up in the Medoc in about the 1500s, and what they wanted there was grapes to make what they called burnt wine, which turned out to be brandy. The Dutch made it in Holland, but they had to bring the grapes from somewhere because Holland was too cold to grow them, and the Bordeaux was just perfect because of it's wonderful. It gets all those beautiful breezes off of the ocean there. In fact, it's kind of interesting. They have a lamb dish called Agneau de Sal, lamb of the salt. And the lambs that are the sheep that are grazed on the salt flats, they just go perfectly with red Bordeaux. But today I'm going to talk about the neglected wine, which is white Bordeaux. You know, the Bordelais are marvelous innovators. They invented blended wine. It's very, very unusual in Bordeaux to find any wine that is 100% one varietal. All the great Bordeaux's red wines are pretty much blends of Merlot, Cabernet, and Cabernet Franc. And however they blend them, whether the major grape is Merlot, which it is in particularly like Saint-Emilion, or it's Cabernet, which is particular to the Medoc, they blend them all. And the blending has also moved over to the white wines of the area. They are wonderful wines, and they're, if you like Sauvignon Blanc, you're just going to love white Bordeaux because it's Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, and a little Muscadelle. Now, that's not Muscatel like you think of Muscatel wine. Muscadelle, it's a grape type. And the wines are always unique. They're very different. And they're really, today, wonderful bargains. The weather in the area, as I said, is very, very nice. And Bordeaux is an interesting place to visit. because you see all these great chateaus. You've heard about Chateau Lafitte, Rothschild, and Chateau Margaux, Chateau Aubryon, etc. And it's divided to the right bank and the left bank. And as I said a moment ago, white Bordeaux is produced all over, everywhere there. They produce red, white, and even sparkling wine called Cremant de Bordeaux, sparkling wines of Bordeaux. But the white wine is really, in my opinion, the real sleeper and bargain. Very often I'll serve a white Bordeaux with a meal, and everybody say, "This is a very interesting wine. What is it? White Bordeaux? Oh, I didn't even know they made white Bordeaux." And that's because it's sort of undiscovered. And in being undiscovered, the prices are generally very, very reasonable. You know, some of the great wines of Bordeaux come from Graves or Pessac. And the wines there, there's one called Chateau Carbonneau, and it is absolutely one of my very favorite wines from all over the world. Chateau Carbonneau has a very warm place in my heart. And it also has an interesting story. The proprietor of Chateau Carbonneau was also ambassador at one time to the Turkish court. And the Turkish court, being predominantly Muslim, they didn't drink. But the caliph of the court there said to the French ambassador who produced Carbonneau, he had it shipped into Turkey labeled Carbonneau or sparkling water. And he said, "My goodness, with water like this, why would you drink so much wine?" He didn't realize he was drinking wine. And the caliph liked it, and for the rest of his life, got cases from the ambassador even after he retired. But Carbonneau also makes a red, but the Carbonneau Blanc is just one of the best. It's a little more expensive. You can expect to pay $40 or $50 for Carbonneau. But believe me, you don't have to spend more than $10, $15 to get a very, very good white Bordeaux. Probably the most famous white Bordeaux is Chateau Aubryon Blanc, which is just incredible, but it's very expensive. It's hundreds of dollars a bottle. But at any rate, when we talk about these grape types, as I said, predominantly Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon and Muscadel. And whatever the combination is, they are absolutely delicious blended wines, and they just leave a lot of people gasping that this wine is so good. And it's simple. As I said, the Bordelais are experts at blending, and they blend that Sauvignon Blanc. Is tempered a great deal with Semillon, and Semillon is just a marvelous grape type. They have other grape types, white grape types there, but the principal ones are the three I mentioned. Semillon into the 60s was the most popular grape type planted in all of Bordeaux. In Bordeaux, we're talking a lot of wine is produced. Over 700 million bottles of wine are produced every single year in Bordeaux. And about 10 to 12% of that is white. So there's a lot of white wine produced, and it's very good white wine, but people kind of pass it over. And like I say, I think you're missing a great opportunity to have wonderful wines. You know, Bordeaux, in my opinion, I remember once being in Bordeaux many, many years ago and having a glass of maybe it was Carbonneau, can't remember which it was, and I said, "This wine just cries for lobster." And the proprietor of the property came over, shook my hand. He said, "Now, here's a man that knows good food and good wine." And while I still am a firm believer that white Bordeaux is excellent with lobster, in fact, in my opinion, it's the best choice to have with lobster, it's also good with very inexpensive seafood. You're doing a seafood risotto, for example, nothing would be better than a glass of Bordeaux. And the good news about Bordeaux is there are so many white Bordeaux that are under $15. That's really where they shine. The wines are comparable to any good white wine you get anywhere in the world, and yet they're very affordable. And that's what makes, to me, a white Bordeaux so attractive. And if you're making, say, a seafood stew like bouillabaisse or cioppino or just a regular plain old seafood stew, if you have white Bordeaux with it, you're just going to absolutely smile and say, what a perfect combination this is, this seafood and white Bordeaux, because white Bordeaux really does cry for shellfish. But I'll say this for it. I've had it very often with sautéed walleye, and it's pretty good with that, too. As I said, the area that produces white Bordeaux, and it's all over Bordeaux, every commune makes white, red, and rosé, but the white ones, the best, come from Graves or Pessac, and those, like I mentioned, would be Chateau Carbonneau, and et cetera. We had a young man many, many years ago, probably 30, 40 years ago, who was 25, and his father sent him to me to be inducted into business, if it were. And he worked for me for a year, and he had a property called Chateau Gravy-Lacoste, and his name was Hervé Dubordeaux. And Hervé was smart, good-looking, and he loved the Twin Cities, and he had a very warm spot in his heart for the Twin Cities. And today, you can get Gravy-Lacoste almost everywhere in the Twin Cities, and it's a delicious wine from Pessac, one of the better properties. You know, while I'm talking about Bordeaux, white Bordeaux particularly, I'm making a grave omission, I'm afraid, and that is not mentioning Sauternes. Sauternes, in my opinion, is the greatest sweet wine in the entire world. Nothing is as complex or as interesting as a white Bordeaux called Sauternes. And the greatest one in the world is something called Chateau Yquem. And you don't really need very much of it, an ounce or two is plenty with dessert. But I'll tell you this much, it is the most complex and interesting wine you'll ever sip on in your life. It's just layers of flavor, etc. And the Sauternes, you can get cheaper Sauternes, and they're all interesting. But Yquem is just in a class all by itself. It's the most complex an interesting wine I've ever drunk in my life because of those layers of flavor and uniqueness that are just particular to Sauternes. But today we're really talking about dry Bordeaux white wines. And like I said, the best of the lot is this Pessac or Graves, and the wine is just absolutely stupendous for the money, in my opinion. If you like white wine, you're going to love white Bordeaux. People forget about it because Chardonnay is so very popular, as are the Sauvignon Blancs, particularly like a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is very, very popular. But if you want to taste a really interesting wine, taste the Sauvignon Blanc that's blended with Semillon, etc., and that's white Bordeaux. People everywhere are intrigued with it, and like I said, the interesting thing to me is it hasn't caught fire in the United States, so it's still very, very affordable. It really is a terrific wine to enjoy with almost any kind of food, and you'll be so surprised because you're not only going to please your palate, but you'll please your pocketbook as well, because these dry white Bordeaux are very affordable. They're just, in my opinion, one of the most underrated wines in the entire world. And, you know, Bordeaux is a big production, as I mentioned before, about 700 million bottles a year, and maybe 9 million are white, dry white. So there's a lot out there, and like I said, the good news is it's not very expensive. And Bordeaux is one of those areas where it's so easy to read the label of a Bordeaux wine. Like a target. The closer you get, for example, you could have a wine that's United States wine, then a Minnesota wine, and then a Hennepin County wine, and then an Edina wine, and then Chateau Farrell in Edina. it's just centering in on the target, and Bordeaux's are all labeled that way. So Bordeaux to learn about it isn't very hard. But and there's all kinds of Bordeaux. There's one called Entre deux Mers, which literally translates between the two seas, which is a part of Bordeaux that's between the two rivers I mentioned, the Dordogne and the Garonne. And that's good. Entre deux Mers, it's easy to remember, and it's very, very good to have with your favorite seafood. Between the two seas and have a little seafood with it, you won't be disappointed. White Bordeaux, as I said when I started this out, is probably the most neglected and yet best known wine in the entire world. And I'm telling you, if you haven't had one, you do yourself a great favor to try today a good white Bordeaux with whatever you're having. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
And it's so easy to find at any one of the Haskell's locations.
Denny, you're absolutely right. You know, there's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. We have super prices that'll bowl you over. You know, you can't use the word Super Bowl when you're selling
That's right.
anything. So, but anyhow, those super prices and super wines are available at all the Haskell's. There's Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, Maple Grove, our super cellar, 22,000 square feet of wonderful wines from around the world. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's 1,000 square feet of wonderful wines from around the world. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's Haskell's in Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Fantastic.
The wine people.
Absolutely. Been around for a long time. Jack, let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell.